AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy is in a good place, but there is uncertainty.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the overall economy is doing well.
Despite elevated levels of uncertainty, the U.S. economy continues to be in a good place. The labor market is solid, and inflation has moved closer to our 2% longer-run goal.
But Powell says the Fed's key interest rate is likely to remain unchanged in the coming months.
The new administration is in the process of implementing significant policy changes in four distinct areas: trade, immigration, fiscal policy, and regulation. It is the net effect of these policy changes that will matter for the economy and for the path of monetary policy.
Most economists say that President Donald Trump's plans to place tariffs on various imports from Canada and Mexico will increase prices and slow growth. But many also expect that tax cuts and deregulation could boost the economy. I'm Donna Warder.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers added 151,000 jobs in February, up from 125,000 the month before. The unemployment rate last month was 4.1%. President Trump is considering sanctions on Russia.
The president says he's strongly considering new pressure, given Russia is, quote, absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield right now. His social media post comes days after he ordered the U.S. to pause military aid and intelligence sharing with Kyiv. Asked if Vladimir Putin's taking advantage of the lull,
I actually think he's doing what anybody else would do.
The president again questioned whether Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky is committed to a deal for ending the war.
It may be easier dealing with Russia, which is surprising because they have all the cards.
Top Trump aides will meet with Ukrainian officials next week in Saudi Arabia. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
This is AP News. Roads have reopened and rail services have been restored in Paris after a bomb disposal operation caused hours of chaos. The police operation that made the bomb safe before it was taken away triggered major disruption for hundreds of thousands of rail travelers and motorists. This traveler says his plan was simple, to get from Paris to London for a concert.
The last information is that they don't know if there will be any trains departing today. So they recommended to be sure to take a train, to book a train for tomorrow and extend our stay here.
Former central banker Mark Carney appears set to become Canada's new prime minister after the governing Liberals announce a replacement for Justin Trudeau on Sunday. President Trump's threats to impose sweeping tariffs have sparked a surge in Canadian nationalism. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.